talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
I'm going back to Kansas. Call me to come, then I do. Then you say you made some mistake. You invite me into your house, and then you say you gotta pay for what you break. Going back to Kansas City.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was by Marcus Mumford of Mumford & Sons, Kansas City, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Ashley Rowell. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is coming up January 30th through February 1st. And that's Charleston Home and Design Show we organize ourselves. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We'll be talking with architect Joy Martin with Joy Architecture. Also, Greg Hoffman with Universal Marble and Granite. Ashley Heyer with Kreger Showrooms. And finally, Todd Tononi with Atlantic Bedding and Furniture. Well, have you picked up the new issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine? It is our fall issue is out. If you have watched Southern Charm over the years, you know who Craig Conover is, and he invited us into his remodeled home in Mount Pleasant. So we've got a great feature on that, and one of my favorite features of the year is our annual renovation issue, and we've got over 75 local projects. And so you may have some things that you want to do to improve your home, and so make sure you pick up the fall issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, because we have over 75 different local projects, and we tell you exactly who did the work, so that you're able to call that contractor and talk to them about your own project. Have a great weekend. And now we're talking with architect Joy Martin with Joy Architecture. How are you doing, Joy?
Hi, Tim. I'm great. How are you?
Good. Joy, can you take a moment and tell our listeners all about Joy Architecture?
Sure. Joy Architecture and Interior Design is a boutique architecture firm with two offices located in Charleston, South Carolina, and Minneapolis, Minnesota. And we focus primarily on custom residential architecture, including major renovations and additions, new home builds, and then we also do some boutique-sized commercial work and occasionally some smaller multifamily projects. We provide architecture services and interior design.
Oh, great. Good deal. And so Joy Architecture, you have an office here in Charleston and also in Minneapolis, you mentioned?
Yes, that's right.
Do you have to travel a lot?
I don't travel as much as I thought I would when I branched out. I originally established the firm in Minneapolis and then moved back home about 3 years ago to Charleston. And so I have a nice team up in Minneapolis that kind of runs the studio there, and we do a lot of work through, you know, virtual meetings. And then I go up there about 4 or 5 times a year for project visits and, you know, meeting with my team in person and celebrations and things like that.
Good. Okay. Well, well, Joy, a lot of people are not familiar with the process of working with an architect. Can you elaborate on that? What will a homeowner experience and you know, why should they consider working with an architect on a new construction custom home project or a big remodel project?
Sure. Yeah. The idea of hiring an architect can sometimes be overwhelming for people. And a lot of times clients will think about their project for several years and then reach out to a builder that is potentially referred to them by someone who's worked with them or whose sign they've seen or work they've seen somewhere else. So oftentimes our projects will come to us through builders that we have professional relationships with. And when that happens, we meet with the clients and kind of listen to what all of their goals are for their project, and, you know, including timeline and budget, because those are really important factors in determining if a project is feasible. And then the first thing we do is really take a look at the site, and once we understand the scope of work, do a feasibility study. And especially important here in Charleston, where we've got a lot of sort of coastal properties and limitations on, you know, flood design and wetlands proximity and things like that. So we'll do a feasibility study and see what does the authority having jurisdiction allow on their property. You know, what is the footprint potential? What is the massing, the height of the building potential? And then kind of look at what are the neighbors potentially doing so that we can be contextually appropriate. And once we combine that information with the client's scope of work, we can put together a really detailed path forward for how much time and what the potential budget might be to achieve all of their goals. But once we do all of that, then we kind of launch into what I would consider like the standard process for designing new homes or new buildings, where we work really closely with clients in the schematic design phase. So once a client, you know, is happy with the scope of work we've outlined together and the feasibility of their site, we'll work in schematic design to create concepts, often a couple of versions, usually three, in plan to see, you know, what's going to be the best flow for the home, for this family or this couple that we're working with. And then we put it in front of the clients with some inspiration imagery to kind of set the tone for what the feel and look and style of the home might be. And we listen, and we spend a lot of time really just listening to feedback from the clients and taking it all in to then take another stab at revising the schematic design to more closely refine it to the client's goals and vision. So I tell clients, like, it's an iterative process. And if you can imagine a big spiral, a big line in a spiral shape with your, you know, dream at the middle of it, we kind of walk the path around that spiral and get closer and closer with more detail. And each time around, we are listening to, and I tell clients, give us your unfiltered feedback. So if there's some like inspiration imagery we show you that, you know, you would never do or never pick out, then we will cross that out. And it helps us more specifically identify what makes, you know, what kind of brings joy to the clients within their home. So that schematic design process sets the tone for the project. And then at the end of that, we connect with the builder. If they've brought their own builder to us, then we'll give the schematic package back to the builder and ask them to kind of do a ballpark estimate on, and at the end of that, the clients have what I call sort of tangible decision-making check boxes, if you will. So they usually will know, okay, they've got a feasible project with a scope that they like and a concept plan that they like. They've got a potential budget from a builder that they like and an idea for how long the project will take and when it can start. And those pieces of information are really crucial when people are trying to like finance a job, because they want to, you know, they can literally take that information to their bank or to their mortgage broker and say, these are the criteria that we have that we're working with, and we need to start working on a loan to make this project a reality. And from that point, you know, once the client's happy with the budget and the scope goals, then we turn those drawings into, we go through a process, a multi-phase process of turning those drawings into construction documents. And I tell them, you know, there's basically like a million and one decisions that are going to have to get made throughout that development of those drawings. And we feed those questions for them to make decisions on to them as sort of as needed. So it's not too overwhelming. And then the part of the process that we can help with in the interior design aspect is that we'll help them with selections for fixtures and finishes. And as you know, Tom, like people come into this, you know, into these projects with like a variety of experiences. And sometimes they're really savvy. They've done this 5 times. They know what they like. They know what shops they want to go to pick out their different materials. And other times clients are like, you know, a dual income household with young children, and they do not have time to shop for tile on the weekends because they're doing other life activities. And so depending on what needs the client has, we can kind of give them a spreadsheet to populate with their own shopping adventures, or we can show them option A, B, and C for, you know, tiles and plumbing fixtures and flooring finishes, lighting and things like that. And they can, we can have meetings with them and they can pick out. So we can kind of adjust and pivot to what scope of services the clients need. And then at the end of creating construction documents, a little bit before that, we have a building permit set that's ready to go. And the contractor takes that building permit to the city or county, depending on where the property is located. And we go through the process with the contractor to get the building permit approved. And once it's approved, we can issue drawings for construction along with a package of specifications for fixtures and finishes. And that whole package forms the, you know, part of the contract that the clients have with the builder. Mm-hmm. And then we check in usually about every 2 weeks once projects are under construction to help make sure that, you know, things are being built the way the clients want and the way they've been, you know, invested so much time and money to create this design.
Okay. Got a question for you.
Pretty heavy outline of what we do.
At one point does budget come into consideration?
Oh yeah, that's a great question. So I believe in talking to clients early and often about money and timeline, because those are, you know, two things that are really important. So it's part of the intake phone call is talking about budget. And what I can do is help clients determine, you know, if their budget expectations are realistic. And, you know, people come to us with all sorts of budgets. So we are very creative in how we work with people and their dollars, and are very respectful of, you know, their hard-earned money and how we are advising them on how to spend it. So we talk about budget at the very beginning. We talk about it in schematic design. We talk about it again in the design development phase when the drawings are being refined. And I really encourage clients to pick out a builder to work with early on, because they become like a partner in the design process and in the budget expectation process.
So how do you handle, you know, when we built, when we had our house built 16 years ago, we had a wish list and we had a budget, but the architect, it was like doing a gender reveal or something. She could never tell us whether the house she designed was going to come in at budget until like the very, very end. And then it was like, oh, we can afford to build this. And I've heard stories where people have had homes designed and they never break ground because it's too expensive to build that particular designed house.
Yeah, that is a sort of an old-fashioned way of architecture and contractor relationships happening. And I had always felt like, prior to starting my own firm, I'd always felt like that was kind of an unfair use of the client's money, because, you know, they're paying us a lot to design something, especially expensive if it never gets built. So I had a brief stint in my career for about 2 years where I worked in a design build company. And, you know, in design build, the architect and designers are under one roof with the contractor. And so, if the builder can't build it, the whole company is suffering. And so we were very like budget aware throughout the whole process. And that was the first time. And I had that experience after working in architecture for 17 years and almost 17 years at that point. And it was a huge revelation because I thought, well, why aren't we doing this on, you know, as normal standard practice for architecture? So when I started my firm, I just kind of operated in that way. So we really try and bring that builder in very early so that, because I can give clients a gut check on budget, but I am not, you know, pencil to paper cost estimating. That is just not part of my, you know, training or skill set. So I lean on the builders early on to say, oh yeah, that's a realistic, you know, we can do that scope of work for that price. Or they'll tell us sometimes, like, you know, it would be great if they had $100,000 more in that budget, and then we could really get everything on their wish list. So I'll do a gut check at the beginning. And then often if it's like on the fence, I'll call one of my builders that I love working with and run it by them and see, like, you know, if the expectations for budget and scope are realistic. So I think it's my job as an architect to kind of protect my client's investment and make sure that whatever they spend with me, we are going to build.
Mm, gotcha. So when the homeowner brings you their wish list and for their dream home, and then they tell you their budget, you're able to give them an idea of whether that this is going to fly or not.
Yes.
Gotcha.
For sure.
Okay.
And if I'm not sure, I will connect with a builder and have them review it so that I've got someone who's, you know, boots on the ground with cost estimating, looking at the scope.
Gotcha. Well, that makes perfect sense. Yeah. Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get in touch with Joy Architecture?
Yeah. So we are online at joyarchitecture.com. We're on Instagram at Joy Architecture, and our phone number for both studios is 612-616-9472. And you can shoot me an email at joy@joyarchitecture.com.
And you can always find Joy Architecture within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with architect Joy Martin with Joy Architecture. Thanks so much, Joy.
Thanks, Tim. Have a great day.
And now we're talking with Greg Hoffman with Universal Marble and Granite. How are you doing, Greg?
Very good, Tim.
Good. Greg, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Universal Marble and Granite.
Universal Marble and Granite has been in North Charleston for 24 years now. I've owned the company the last 8+ years. We're a small, custom, high-quality supplier of natural stones and quartz, as well as a fabricator and installer. We've kind of made our business on being, you know, very, very good at what we do. We're very pleased. In fact, last week we received a Charleston 2025 Choice Award from Post and Courier for, we were the winner of Best Stone and Marble Company. We were the winner of the Best Home Improvement Company, and we were the winner of the Best Bath and Kitchen Remodeling Company. So it was a banner night for us. We've won an award in each of those before, but have never been the winner in all three. So very, very pleased with you know, all of my guys, because it's just a team effort here, and I'm surrounded by some very talented people.
Well, congratulations on that. Three awards. There's a lot of home improvement companies out there, a lot of stone countertop companies out there, and for Universal Marble and Granite to sweep all three of those categories, that's very impressive.
Thank you, Tim. Yeah, that's what we were thinking also. You know, there's 50 stone and marble guys, so and their posting career is very stingy with the awards, so they only give three awards. They give one winner and two finalists each year, so we're very, very pleased to have won all three, and that's really a testament to our customer service and to our customers who voted for us, and I'd like to thank each and every one of them for that.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you, what would you say is your secret to success at Universal Marble and Granite?
Attention to detail. And it, you know, it starts with helping customers understand the differences between all of the stone products. It helps with knowing what edges to put on. And we have a full sink room here. We can walk through sink options and how they look and, you know, with certain size cabinets, et cetera. Then you've got to have the right template. We've got an excellent template gentleman here that been doing it for many years for us. He's a wealth of knowledge and walks people through exactly what they need. And then our cutting and fabricating is second to none. And then installation is the final key. You've got to make sure everything is perfect. When we cut and fabricate, we spend a lot of time doing layouts as a team and understanding the customer's needs and where they'd like certain grains of product and where they'd like seams and not to have seams, et cetera. And as a team effort, we then put it together and from there we start fabrication. One of our keys to success would be our seam phantom. You know, most companies take an inch and a quarter piece of material and they cut it and they put the two edges together and it looks great on day of install. And 6 months to a year later, it starts chipping out. We invested in this machine, seam phantom, about 4 years ago that comes in and routes out about 80% of the material. So you have about an eighth inch to get a lot of epoxy for good long-term hold. All of our quartz products, some of our natural products, we use Integra color matched epoxy. It goes on that color, stays that color, and has superior bonding capabilities. The final operation, it takes your top and outside quarter of an inch, and it finally polishes at a slight angle. So when we put seams together, they are really, really tight. With that combination and the combination of doing the proper layout and veining match, we can do some really complicated, you know, U-shaped and large mitered islands and things and just have them look like they're one piece. So our customer base has been very, very pleased with the end effort.
You mentioned, and you kind of just went through the whole process of how Universal Marble and Granite produces beautiful countertops for homeowners. You mentioned the template process, and some of our listeners may not be familiar with that. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure, absolutely. So we're old school when it comes to templating. And we have one of those $28,000 laser template machines. And to be honest with you, I had a lot of problems with, I threw bundles of material away, you know, about 4 or 5 years ago, and it sat in the closet ever since. We take plastic template material, we put it on the countertops and lay everything out, and it works phenomenal. We've never had a problem since then. So that's kind of how we do it. So we do a template layout, and that layout, you know, gives us both the sink center line. Jose measures for the sink cabinet, you know, how big a sink can go in there. If we have any mitering, if someone wanted to take an inch and a quarter material and make it 2 to 4 inches thick, we can do that. In fact, we did one in Folly Beach yesterday with 2-inch miters all around. So it's all kind of part of the templating process. And then if a customer wanted a full riser, we'll go ahead, we get those templates done, we install the countertops, and then we go back and we do another template of full risers. So that's from
What's a full riser?
So a full riser, really, if you would think of it, kind of a full backsplash. Mm. So if you take a countertop in the back, from the back counter up to the bottom of the cabinets, that would be a full riser. Mm. We do a lot of those. We do a lot of areas behind the stove. We'll take it all the way up, you know, and it may be a little higher, 34 or 36 inches, typically, you know, right to the bottom of a stove vent behind it, that kind of thing. So the advantage of full risers is it gets customers away from that little 4-inch backsplash, which is nice and, you know, works great. Or if customers didn't want a tile, you know, a full riser out of the same material allows you to go ahead and match that that same material, and you have no joints, so you have no grout lines. You have cleaning up and maintenance is almost non-existent. You know, I have full risers in my home in West Ashley, and once a year I take a damp cloth and wipe the dust off, you know, so it's and they are absolutely gorgeous. We just did a big house in Kiwa River Estates a week and a half ago, and did a beautiful 3-inch mitered island on it, but behind it we took a gorgeous printed quartz, and she had 10-foot ceilings and took it from the countertops all the way up 10 feet and just made a whole wall of magnificence for her.
That sounds great. Yeah, and it sounds with the full riser, it seems like it'd be a little less complicated than having to, you know, go to the tile store, buy the tile, arrange for the tile installer to come in to put that backsplash in, and instead you just have the solid material the same as the countertops. Is it usually the same, or do you ever use a different type of material for the riser versus the countertops?
It's typically the same, I would say 95% of the time. This job we did in Kiwa River recently, the countertops were pure white quartz, and really the peacock of that kitchen was this beautiful veined Calcutta Castana quartz countertop with a 3-inch miter. And then we had the plain white Arctic white countertops, and then did this beautiful Calcutta Castana 10-foot, you know, full riser behind the stove and that wall.
Sounds great. And just going back to the templating takes place in the home, in the homeowner's kitchen or wherever the space is, where you're measuring all the and doing all the templating, and then bringing it back to Universal Marble and Granite to cut that material, right?
Correct. And, you know, some of these kitchens and things that are more involved, where customers have certain ideas of how they like the island laid out, etc., you know, we do your template and then we invite you back the next day to do a layout. So we can literally take your plastic templates and put them on whatever stone you have and see how it looks. And, you know, what we design kitchens for our customers. You know, it's the end result is what they like to have. And we spend a lot of time trying to give them what they'd like.
Sure. Well, you mentioned quartz a number of times, and I understand that Universal Marble and Granite, you folks have the largest selection of quartz material of all the fabricators and wholesalers in Charleston.
Correct. So about a year ago, half of our business was natural stones, dolomites, the hard marbles, the white and gray, white and beige, a few quartzites, a few granites, and a couple of true marbles, and half of it was quartz. Quartz has come leaps and bounds in the last year, year and a half, in the quality and the looks. There's some things, and you'll hear me say a printed quartz. It's almost, you can have a quartz now that looks like a piece of marble. So beginning of the year, we moved our huge 21-foot bridge saw that we cut with down 20 feet, put it in another place, added some more A-frames. And I went to my top suppliers and I said, what are your top five or six runners in quartz? And I brought one slab of each of those in. So we have literally 68 different slabs of quartz in stock right now for customers to look at. So they can see all different configurations, all different styles, all different veining and colors. We have blue quartz. We have some beautiful jade green quartz. We just did a kitchen in with some gold in it to, you know, a lot of the traditional, you know, white with beige and white with gray and white with both those colors. So, yeah, quartz is phenomenal. And we keep bundles of material as well of some of the higher runners. So if people want to come in and they just want a bathroom vanity or they want a fireplace or something like that, or even a small kitchen, they don't have to buy a whole slab of material. I'm more than happy to, you know, cut a shower bench or niches or caps or small vanities, et cetera, out of some of these popular quartz products.
Oh, that's great. And people are obviously familiar with granite. Granite is made out of granite. Marble is marble. What is quartz?
So quartz is 93% quartz crystals in a polymer and then 20,000 pounds of pressure. So the advantages of quartz is stain resistance. So, you know, they say quartz can't stain. You could stain it, but you can always get it out. So it really is a true solid surface. In addition to that, it is very tough material. I consider quartz as tough, if not tougher than a granite, when it comes to impact and things like that and chipping, et cetera. Quartz is also, if you were able to get a chip on it in a sink area or something, you can repair it easily, you know, and have it. The only person that may see it would be the homeowner, and they may have trouble seeing that as well. Mm-hmm. The other advantage of quartz is long-term care. So you don't need to seal it. There's no care. Quartz countertops I have in my home, I wash down with plain warm water. And if I get something greasy, say I've got a little French bulldog that likes chicken, and you get some chicken on the counter, a couple of drops of Dawn or Dove with warm water takes it away. So yeah, it's quartz has always been very nice the last 8 years, but boy, the quality and the craftsmanship and the styles that quartz is available now is just unbelievable. You need to see some of these things to believe them. They literally look like natural marble products.
Yeah, and it is a natural quartz is a natural product because it's quartz is natural stone and. And this may have changed and you can tell me about some of the trends, but, when quartz really started to get popular, interior designers really loved it because it had the look of marble. People love white countertops. With the marble veining but marble is not suitable in the kitchen because it will stain but you can get the look of marble with quartz, right?
Correct. Yes. Yep.
Well, that's good. And what kinds of trends are you seeing?
So we're seeing a lot of trends. You know, we still do a lot of the white and gray, you know, in quartz. We are seeing, you know, a lot of beige now. We're seeing beige with some gray in it. We're seeing some off-white colors, et cetera. We're doing a lot of mitering. You know, people like that look of having a big three-inch or 2.5-inch mitered island. We do a lot of mitering. And those full risers I mentioned earlier, full risers, 2 years ago, I may have done one every 2.5 or 3 weeks. I'm doing 3 every 2 weeks now. They're very, very popular. It's rare that we're not working on a full riser in a day or two here at Universal.
Well, that's good. How many 5-star Google reviews does Universal Marble and Granite have?
Well, we're very pleased. We got our 194th last week. So I'm trying to get 200 by year end, Tim. We'll see how we do.
Well, you're only 6 away, so that should be good. Well, what's the best?
I do have one interesting project that we're going to start next week that may be of interest to your listeners.
Sure.
So a gentleman has bought a 2 or 3 years ago, he bought the plantation up in Monk's Corner that Francis Marion was born in. And we're going to be doing all the countertops in there. It's going to be quite a challenge. It's a natural quartzite product that has about 7 or 8 different colors in it. And we're going to be doing a bottom layer with a full bull nose and then a OG edge on top that comes in about 1 inch with a completely different profile all the way around. It's going to be quite a project. But this home is... this gentleman's doing it right in the way it deserves to be preserved. So we're very excited to be involved in that project.
Yeah, the Swamp Fox. Isn't that what they called Francis Marion?
They did.
Interesting.
They did. Yep.
Well, good deal. Well, tell our listeners how they can get in touch with Universal Marble and Granite.
So we're Universal Marble and Granite's in North Charleston off of Ashley Phosphate. We're 7265 Peppermill Parkway. We're open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 5. And the number is 843-767-7779. And our website is Greg at universalmgranite.net.
All right, good deal. And you can always find Universal Marble and Granite within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Greg Hoffman with Universal Marble and Granite. Thanks so much, Greg.
Yeah, thank you, Tim.
And now we're talking with Ashley Heyer with Krager Showrooms. How are you doing, Ashley?
I'm wonderful, thank you.
Good. Ashley, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Krager Showrooms.
Krager Showrooms. So we have been in the Charleston area for 23 years now as a plumbing showroom, started out plumbing showroom, and then 3 years ago we added appliances and lighting. So we're full service as far as all those products go. So anything really having to do with water, appliances, outdoor lighting, indoor lighting, we cover all of that.
Gotcha. Okay. And some people may be familiar with the old name, right? Design on Tap?
Correct. We've always been owned by the Krager Company, and we have been adding showrooms throughout North Carolina and South Carolina. And so they wanted to consolidate and go with the family name, which is Krager.
There you go. For folks that have not had a chance to stop by Krager Showrooms, It's an amazing, amazing showroom. And I guess I'm kind
Thank
of a,
you.
A sucker for, I love showrooms. I just
<Me too.
laughs> kind of geeky like that. But you know, there's some nice showrooms. There's not so nice. And the Krager Showrooms is amazing. Can you,
Thank you.
Take our listeners on kind of a virtual tour as you walk into Krager Showrooms? You folks are located off of Montague Avenue, right? East Montague Avenue.
Yes. So super easy to get to.
And what will folks experience?
Well, when you first come in, of course, you're going to be greeted at the door. But when you first come in, you're going to go into our lighting area, which is very clean and simple. We have outdoor lighting and sconces, some pendants, a few chandeliers. And those are mixed throughout and then further mixed throughout the showroom. But as you continue on, you come into our plumbing area, which is, of course, is faucets and tubs and vanities. and that's kind of the central part. And then you move back into our appliance area, and that is the back, well, it used to be the back third, but we're adding another 3,500 square feet. So we're adding another 20 vignettes. And so then as you move through, you'll end up going through the appliance vignettes. And that's kind of, it's kind of more of like a, it's a cleaner, simpler showroom than a lot of showrooms. Not so overwhelming.
Gotcha. So a homeowner that has a larger model project going on, or they're building a custom home,
sure.
When they go to Kreger showrooms, they'll be able to pick out their appliances.
Yes.
They'll be able to pick out lighting throughout their home. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
All the plumbing fixtures in the kitchen sinks, faucets.
Right.
What else does Kreger Showrooms have for the kitchen?
You have instant hots, you have your pot fillers, you have workstation sinks, there's so much out there now. As well as we also do whole house filtration, under counter filtration. So those are used either at point of use of the sink or throughout the whole house. But the beauty of having all those different plumbing, lighting, and appliances is that we can coordinate throughout. So, you know, plumbing can coordinate with lighting, can coordinate with appliances as far as finishes, which makes it nice because we have them all right here to compare.
Right. Right. That's great. And then, of course, they can pick out all their plumbing fixtures for the bathroom as well. So there's...
Oh, yes.
You're going to, when we built our house 16 or 17 years ago, I remember a friend gave me some advice, and he said, listen, you need to, in this process, you need to make a decision and move on. You can't be like out, you know, just visiting all sorts of different showrooms. There just isn't time to do that. And so, right. You're going to be able to check off a lot of the off your to-do list that your builder is saying, hey, you need to make a decision on this right away or whatever. You're going to be able to make a lot of those decisions in one setting, correct?
Correct, yes. And we have experts that handle each area. So you really have someone that's, most of us have 15 years plus experience in our particular areas that we cover. So people with a lot of experience, not that there's anything wrong with one person being able to do all of it, but it's hard to be an expert in all three areas.
Yeah.
So we'd like to focus on having experts in each area to assist you.
That's great. You mentioned vignettes. How many different vignettes does Kreger Showrooms have throughout your showroom?
With appliances, I probably have, well, I'm adding like 20.
Wow.
I believe I already said that. And I have another 8. So that'll be about 30 appliance vignettes on the floor.
Dang. And these are set up so that they look like a real kitchen setting?
Yeah. Normally you'll have at least 4 pieces of a manufacturer. So you'll usually have a stove or refrigerator and, you know, oven, hood. And then some are much more than that, like all kinds, steam ovens, you name it, we're going to have it in here. So it's going to be exciting.
Gotcha. So about 30 vignettes just for the appliances, and
correct.
And then you've got more vignettes for the plumbing fixtures and bathroom fixtures and so forth.
Yes. So we have other vignettes for plumbing and bathroom, and we also sort our faucets. Is it by style and not manufacturer? It makes it really simple for when people come in, because they're automatically drawn to certain styles, and they can look at all those certain styles in one area versus walking all around the showroom trying to find different manufacturers that have that same, you know, whether it's transitional look, feel to it. So it's a real simple process for us.
Right, right. It makes it easy for a homeowner too, because homeowners are very visual people. I always respect builders and architects and interior designers who can look at a set of plans and they can visualize what everything's going to look like. But
right.
a homeowner has trouble doing that. So, you know, having all these different vignettes at the Kreger showrooms, I imagine your customers probably say, this is what I want. I want this entire look right here.
Yes, we do get a lot of that. And we also get like, this was so much easier than I thought it was going to be.
Because
it can be so overwhelming. There's so many decisions to make when you're remodeling, or especially new construction. There are just so many decisions, and it can be overwhelming, but we try to make it as simple as possible. And, you know, budget's a big part of that. You know, we're not going to, if someone comes in and says, I have this budget, we're going to keep trying to steer you towards that budget. And they're going to go, but I really like this faucet. And we're going to say, but that's not in your budget.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's, and granted, tons of people end up going over the budget, but they know they're going over the budget, and that's fine. But we try to keep people where they need to be.
Sure. They can make that decision if they want, but you're,
right.
But you're helping them stick to that budget if that's what they decide.
Right.
Well, that's terrific. Well, for folks that have not visited Krager Showrooms, you need to do that. Do you need an appointment, or can you just walk in?
You're more than welcome to just walk in and browse. And if we're available, we'll be happy to talk to you. We do prefer appointments, so we can schedule time to spend specifically undivided with the client.
All right. Good deal. And tell our listeners the address again for Krager Showrooms.
It's 4790 Gower Drive. That's North Charleston. So it's right off of 26. Really convenient, right near 526, right near Tanger, you know, five minute drive up from Charleston, 10 minutes from West Ashley. So really convenient location.
Very good. And on the web?
KregerShowrooms.com.
And that's KregerShowrooms.
It is.
KregerShowrooms.com. And you can always find Krager Showrooms within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Well, we've been talking with Ashley Heyer with Krager Showrooms. Thanks so much, Ashley.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And now we're talking with Todd Tononi with Atlantic Bedding and Furniture. How are you doing, Todd?
Doing great, Tim. How are you today?
Just fine. Todd, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Atlantic Bedding and Furniture.
Well, you know what, Tim? It's crazy. We've been doing this for over 20 years in the Charleston market. We've pumped so much money into advertising, and sometimes people still don't know who we are.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I can share about you, we're family owned and operated, and I've been blessed to have been able to have a 2-year reprieve off my book tour and being in Texas, to where the mother of my children had been running the business for the last 2 years, doing an amazing job. And she handed and passed the baton to me. So I'm re-energized and excited to be back in Charleston. And man, it's been growing like crazy. But pretty much who we are Charleston's hometown furniture store. And the cool thing about us is, not only are we family owned and operated, a majority of everything that we have in our showroom, other than our special order items from England, which is a Lazy Boy company, everything's in stock for immediate delivery. So I know last night, my son Nick had delivered a project that was about $8,000 for someone that had a new new home. They just closed yesterday, and he was there at 8:30 at night delivering the product. Mm. So we've got a 4.8 rating with almost 1,500 Google reviews. So we must be doing something right.
Very good. Is there a particular style of furniture that Atlantic Bedding and Furniture showcases?
I'll tell you what, Tim, we stay on top of the trends, modern, contemporary, traditional. We try to have a good mix. And for those of you listeners that have not been in a while, we've just done a facelift on our showroom with new upholstery, new bedroom groups. And one thing that's different from us versus anyone else, what you find at our store, you're typically not going to have or be able to find anywhere else. And on the flip side, if you go to one of the local stores and it's not something we have on our floor, guess what? We can, 9 chances out of 9.5, we're going to be able to find that product, source it, and do a price match or beat the competitor's price on as well. We just try to, on our floor, keep more of the unique products that you can't find anywhere else.
Nice. Talk about the quality of the furniture at Atlantic Bedding and Furniture. Is there a variety for people who have smaller budgets up to the people that are, you know, want to buy furniture to furnish their new custom home?
You know, Tim, I see people coming in for a bed frame. I also see $20,000-$30,000 projects that we do. So we try to our best to serve the masses, where we try to be the best value in town. One thing that we love to showcase is our top grain leather from Italy. This stuff you could have a gorilla jump on. The arms and the back of it, and it's just built like a tank. So we try to service everybody. So especially with a lot of new homes being built, primarily in like the Somerville and Nexton area, we're kind of the go-to choice for a lot of consumers for those projects. So,
gotcha. I'm looking at the Atlantic Bedding and Furniture ad in Charleston Home and Design magazine, and you have a beautiful L-shaped sofa, and what's interesting, what catches my eye is the area rug, the design. It's got kind of a geometric graphic on the area rug, which matches up with it's not a footrest, but it's a, I can't remember that you know the name of it, but, and it's also got some like matching pillows too. And is that something that, you know, you, people can, if they know they want new furniture, but they don't really have an interior designer, is that something your people can help guide them with?
100%, Tim. We will send, we do free in-home consultations for people that need it. And if somebody just wants a chair or an end table or a accent pillow, we've got that as well. So, yeah, that is something that we do. We do ask the majority of people that come in, they already have their measurements. We ask them to bring in the measurements, pictures of their place, and if one of our people need to go out and take a look, we're more than happy to do that at no additional charge to that consumer.
Nice. And what are some of your best sellers these days? What are people choosing?
I will tell you, we are turning the product so much. We have one sectional that is modular. I would say the hottest items we have now are modular sectionals with high performance fabric. We can't keep them in stock. And one thing that we found in this market, it's Charleston, and people like kind of the linen white or snow white colors. And the great thing with the high performance fabrics that we have, some of them, they're already pre-treated, which you could put, we do a demonstration for people that want to see it. It won't absorb any liquids or like mustard we put on it, and totally rolls off. And some of the high performance fabrics that we have, you can actually put them in your washer.
Oh,
and,
nice.
And you know, people love that. And you're not going to have the pilling with it, which is pretty cool, because we try to stay on the cutting edge of what today's consumer wants. And we're taking our team up to High Point here in September for pre-market, where just some of the top furniture retailers in the country were able to go and kind of pick out the new styles and things like that, which we're excited to be taking our team up there in September.
So is it homeowner driven, the different styles that Atlantic Bedding and Furniture has, or does your staff, when they go to market and see what seems to be selling around the country, is that what you're providing your customers?
Correct. You got to keep in mind that a lot of the companies that we do business with, Hooker Furniture, Hendradon, We have access to Ashley. A lot of these big companies, Avalon Furniture, Simmons Beautyrest, we're bringing Purple mattresses in. We'll be one of the few retailers in town that have that. Excited about that. And you know what? These are mega corporations, mega companies, some of which have been around 100+ years. So guess what? We're going to, their job is to provide us with the best information. So based on their data and metrics and our market, we're going to take their data, drill it down, and try to find the right selection for today's consumer and keep it in stock.
Well, before we sign off, I wanted to you have a special guest with you, correct?
I do. I've got my granddaughter Lua here with me, sitting on my lap.
Well, tell Lua that everyone in Charleston that's listening says hello.
Oh, so that she's put a big smile on her face. And Tim, I can't thank you enough for having us on. We love what is happening with Charleston Home of Design and the traction that we get from it.
Well, we're grateful to have. Really, sorry, go ahead.
No, and just really to all of you, all the area residents of Charleston that have shopped with us before, we've seen some customers that have shopped with us 10 or 15 years ago and come back, and we're a completely different store if you shop with us 10 or 15 years ago. We still have some of those great values, and we can also do those high-end custom sofas that we can have specially ordered and tailored to your specifications. So I want to thank Charleston for the support all these years, and look forward to the second and third generation of our family running this business.
Well, very good. Well, if you have a project going on, usually, and you mentioned your son delivering to a new house, or someone who had just bought a house. Usually, when you do buy a house, your old furniture is not going to really work in the new space, and so that does trigger. You're a great prospect for buying new furniture. And if you do have a project, you're probably going to be going to North Charleston to visit some of the lighting showrooms and the plumbing fixture and the stone showrooms in North Charleston. Why not drop by Atlantic Bedding and Furniture while you're in North Charleston? And Todd, tell our listeners how the best way is to reach Atlantic Bedding and Furniture.
Best way is to shop by our showroom at 7400 Rivers Avenue, or check out our website, AtlanticBeddingAndFurniture.com. If you see something you like on there, you can click on a request. And best thing to do is come on, stop on in. We're kind of in the furniture segment of North Charleston by Rooms to Go and Haverty's. We're next to Petco and next to the new Fit Life gym, which is most of our team goes there to work out in the morning.
Well, very good. And you can always find Atlantic Bedding and Furniture within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Todd Tononi and also his granddaughter, her three-year-old granddaughter, Lua, at Atlantic Bedding and Furniture. Thanks so much, Todd.
Thank you, Tim.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.